I'm always overjoyed on Reformation Sunday to be able to have the opportunity to hear from our young people as they share their faith statements. They have been a part of a program that has been 1 year long. Now, I know many of you who grew up Lutheran are like, what? Mine was 3 years every Sunday, every Saturday. We walked uphill in the snow. Both ways, yeah. I, for one, you know, sat in on twice a week, Tuesdays, Thursdays. But what I value about our program is that it is 1 year, and it's a little bit intense. There's work that our students do at home with their parents. I think we freak the parents out at the beginning of confirmation a little bit, but we try our best. I see parents shaking their head going, yes, yes. But we value that during this critical time in a young person's life, when they're first starting high school, ninth grade, that they have intentional time to talk about their faith every week with their families. That's important to us because faith is caught more than it's taught. And so we try to instill that into the program. As much as people may value the work of your pastor, your Sunday school teacher, as more important as those things are, parents make the biggest difference in the life of people of faith. Their parental relationship and that and their faith shapes young people as much as anything. And so we value that. But we also recognize that it also does take a village in some senses to grow disciples. And so the other part of our program that I value so much are the mentorships that take place. Each of our young people, each of the seven, picked someone to be their mentor. And if you are one of our mentors, I know you're all here, I would like for you to stand so we can recognize you. So please, all of our mentors, stand. Thank you, guys. Many of them, it was their first time. And special shout out to Pete Milam. He had two mentees, and he took care of that. So well done. You and Charlie now. You're in some rarefied air with Charlie Moyer. Yeah, absolutely. But anyway, all of our mentors were wonderful. I could not have been happier with the choices that the people picked. They are all tremendously gifted adults of faith. And value the faith and value discipleship. And they all made a great impact on our young people. And so the final piece of our program, or a final piece, that Brian and I really value is what is getting ready to happen now, which is the faith statements. So the young people have written their own statements of faith that they will present. This is a highlight here at Bethel. We have people who are out of town this weekend who wanted to make sure it's being taped, so they can hear that. And so this is certainly a highlight. And so I invite our young people now to come forward. And they're going to introduce themselves when they begin before they speak. And unlike the presidential debates, I invite you to clap when they're done. And so you're welcome to do that. So and let's just welcome our confirmation students up forward. And I thank you for who you are.
Hi, my name is Madison Myers. I go to James Wood High School. My parents are Michael and Debbie Myers, and my mentor is Brandy Hudson. 6 o'clock to 7:15, I'm getting ready for school. 7:15 to 7:45, I'm on the bus to school listening to my music. 7:30 to 8, I'm finishing up my homework from last night. 8 o'clock to 2:30, I'm in school taking tests and learning about stuff I thought we went over yesterday. 2:30 to 2:55, I'm on the bus to go home, once again listening to my music. 3 o'clock to 3:05, I enjoy my nice walk home, which is only three houses away, but I enjoy it anyway. 3:10 to 4, I take my time eating my snack because I just came home from school and feel the need to take a break until I have to do my 2 to 4 hours of homework. At 6 o'clock, I'm rushing around trying to get ready for soccer. At 6:20, I'm in the car getting ready for the long ride to practice in Loudoun. In that time, my mom and I are in the car trying to finish confirmation that was supposed to be due last week but couldn't find the time to fit it in. I get to practice at 7:45 and finish getting my cleats and shin guards on while I listen to my mom complain about the smell. At 8 o'clock, I'm out of the car heading to the field where I'm going to play soccer for an hour and a half. After a long practice of running around kicking the soccer ball, at 9:30 I'm exhausted and sleep the rest of the way home. We get home at 11 o'clock and I make a shake and head to bed. I wake up bright and early the next day at 6 o'clock and the same schedule goes on. You might be thinking, wow, this poor girl doesn't have any free time, but honestly, I love what I'm doing right now and I wouldn't trade it for the world. Even in this crazy schedule, I now know that God is with me because of confirmation. Before confirmation, I didn't think I had time to learn about God, but in this journey, confirmation has taught me that God is always with me and will be there with me through everything, even if time seems stressful. I was recently asked if I wanted to play soccer in college, and I had thought about playing before, but not really in depth. I didn't want to get too much into it because I was thinking about all the stress and pressure it was going to add to my life. And at this point in my life, with all the school and soccer, I didn't really think I needed to think about college. Confirmation was another thing on my list that I stressed about. My mom would tell me we needed to work on it, and I kind of gave a sigh because I knew I had 100 other things to work on, and confirmation was the last. I just thought confirmation was another thing in my life that I didn't need to worry about because I had so many other things to worry about. And I stressed about it because I kept putting it off and putting it off. Then one day, my mom text messaged me a bunch of quotes found in the Bible. She told me she thought of me when she read them. When I read them through, it just hit that God and church really did influence my life. One of the Bible verses that really stuck out was, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me," Philippians 4:13. This quote really reminded me that whatever stressful moment or tough time I was going through, God was going to help me through it. Throughout my life, I never knew what to believe in and what not to, and God was one of those things. I always had a lot of questions growing up, like, did God create dinosaurs because I thought he created Adam and Eve first? And after asking my mom those types of questions, she always told me to just have faith. And as I got older, that statement to just have faith started to make sense to me. In confirmation, we learned about Martin Luther and how he told everyone, you only need faith to go to heaven. And now I know all I need is faith and everything will work out. I'm so thankful for this confirmation experience because not only did it bring me closer to God, but I also became closer to the ones I love and made me realize that whatever stressful moment or tough time I was going through, God was going to be right there beside of me, helping me through it.
Hi, my name is Jordan. My parents are Diane, Mike. I go to Hanley. My mentor is Millie. Church, that's where I go on Sundays, ever since I remember. We have gone to church as a family. I have attended Sunday school and participated in many youth group activities. I can honestly say, though, I don't know why I go sometimes. I know it's important to go, but why? I sit in church and listen to what the pastor says. I listen to the music sung by the choir, and I watch when the communion service is being performed. It has really only been this past year that, through my confirmation teaching, I have started to understand and feel a better connection to church and God. I know that it's never too late to begin building a relationship with God and Jesus. The verse I chose is Philippians 4:13. I can do all this and through who gives me strength. I am asking God to give me strength in my concentration so that I can be a better listener during sermons. I am asking God to give me confidence so that I will feel comfortable speaking out loud during responses during church services. These are just two of my stepping stones to a stronger connection now and in the future with God.
Good morning. I'm Nickley Pullen, and my parents are Adrian and Crystal Pullen. My mentor this year was Mrs. Donna Turrell, and I cannot thank her enough for her insight and guidance during this journey. But most of all, I thank you, Miss Donna, for your friendship. You've helped me grow in my faith, and I will be forever grateful for having you by my side along the way. You call me out upon the waters, the great unknown where feet may fail. And there I find you in the mystery, in oceans deep, my faith will stand. And I will call upon your name and keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace, for I am yours and you are mine. These are just a few of the lyrics to one of my favorite songs, Oceans, by Hillsong United. When sitting down trying to gather my thoughts on this year-long journey of faith, this song continued to pop into my head. Faith can be defined as belief with strong conviction, firm belief in something for which there may be no tangible proof, and complete trust and confidence. In other words, the opposite of doubt. My parents have always instilled in me the value of a relationship with God, to turn to Him whenever I don't feel I have the trust and confidence to handle a situation on my own, or when I feel I need help understanding why things happen the way they do. Give it to God, they say, and that's just what I've done throughout my life. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7 and 10 through 14 have always been my go-to scripture. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understandings, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you have had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. Whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want, I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. Yet it was good of you to share in my troubles. The last time I stood in a church reading that scripture was in February 2014 at my Nana's funeral. That was obviously an incredibly difficult time for me and my family because my Nana was the backbone of our family. We weren't sure how life would go on without her, but the part of that passage that really stuck out to me and helped me get through each day was, I can do all things through Him who gives me strength. And the Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, through prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. That's exactly what I did. Even though many tears have been shed since February 4th, 2014, I have faith in knowing that God has my back no matter the situation. I'm also a slightly competitive person. I enjoy high school soccer and travel volleyball, as well as high school volleyball. When my team is nervous about a big game against a strong team, I find myself relying on verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything. I know that I can pray to God and ask Him to help me be the best I can be on the court or on the field. Before every game, I ask Him to help me have the confidence to play my game and to be the best version of me possible. And while losing drives me absolutely crazy, I rely on verse 11. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. Now, if I'm being honest, the content part of that is a real struggle at times, but I have learned to be thankful for the opportunities that I have been given just to be a part of a team, and thankful for the God-given talent of being a contributor to my teams. Again, I've had to dig deep for that, but I'm working on it. The beauty is that God knows I'm not perfect, and He is there to pick me up when I fail, and there's no greater feeling in the world. In closing, I'd like to end with a few more meaningful lyrics from Oceans. Your grace abounds in deepest waters. Your sovereign hand will be my guide. Where feet may fail and fear surrounds me, you've never failed and you won't start now. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Every morning, my dad sends me a daily devotion, and along with that, he will, of course, tell me, and I quote, have a good day at school and thank God for it. It's in that simple text message that I'm reminded I need to be thankful for every day that I'm given. And if I'm stressed out over a test or school assignment, I have faith in knowing it's going to be okay, because God's got me. He's got all of us. His grace abounds always. Thank you, and God bless.
My name is Justin Hoyle. I go to Sherando High School. My parents are Mark and Pam Hoyle, and my mentor is Pete Milam. When I started this, we went out to do some volunteer work at various places. I don't like work that much, but once I get into it and start working on it, it usually gets easier for me. But this goes for any work, like homework, marching band, and just regular chores around the house. So when I started confirmation, I thought it was just more work, but then I learned that there was more to it than just work. There were times when the entire confirmation group would meet up and do activities, or when we went to Caroline Furnace, where I had some of the best camp food, although there was a bit too much singing. I don't like singing. I thought it was never going to end until the last few weeks or so. I met up with Pete several times at my house, working on basic stuff or coming up with metaphors about faith to put in my speech. Here's one that we came up with. Confirmation is like skiing down a mountain. There are fun runs and hard crashes, but it's all good until you get to the bottom where it ends. We also talked about how I should put long, complex words like, oh, I'm going to butcher this word, flocculification. Yeah, I didn't do that right, but which is what I thought this essay was going to be when I first started to write. I had a hard time finding a verse to put in this statement, but I finally decided on Luke 18:15-17. People were also bringing babies to Jesus for him to put in his hands and on them, not him. When the disciples saw this, they rebuked him. But Jesus called out to the children and said, let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them from me. For the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it. I chose this because it reminded me of my grandma who passed away a couple of years ago. She accepted everybody and anybody, like no matter how old they were, what they've done, anything. And she was probably one of the best grandparents I've ever had. So I didn't write my any closer on this because I can't really write this down. It's gonna always change. So I just like to thank Pete for helping me through this. My dad, which I mean he sort of helped, not always that much. He fed me when I got hungry. and my mom, who's recording me right now. So then I'll be able to look back on this and see how well I actually did. But once again, I'd just like to thank everybody, Brian, Pastor Dave, and that's all I really have to say.
Hi, my name is Jack Duvall. I go to Sharando High School, and my parents are Tim and Mary Duvall, and my mentor was Pete Milam. I started my faith statement off with Psalm 23, verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. This verse in the Bible is what I live my life by. Every day is just about the same. I wake up, get ready to school, go to school, lift, practice, do homework, eat dinner, and then go to bed. Within this daily cycle, things come up that you're not prepared for, good or bad. This verse lets me know that no matter what comes up, what the situation is, I have nothing to fear because God is with me. I know every decision I make will lead down a different path, but with God there, I have nothing to fear because I know He'll make sure I stay on the right track. I am proud to say that I am a Lutheran. Being a Lutheran can mean many things, but to me it means family. I know I always have others watching over me and helping me do what is right. My late grandfather is another big influence in my religion. He was a pastor of a Lutheran church for 46 years and helped me learn what it means to be Christian by his actions. As for my family, they've always done whatever they need to do to make sure I become a successful person in life, and I cannot be thankful enough. I've learned from the past year of confirmation that we are all children of God. I learned that God is forgiving and that He will always be there to help no matter what. I've also learned that everyone's faith is different. I base my faith on actions and how I decide to do in different situations. I also think that doing service in the community is a way for me to show my faith. I hope to keep learning about God and His mysterious ways, and I look forward to deepening my faith in God. And Pete, thanks for meeting when we could, even though it wasn't too often, but I always had fun.
Hi, my name is Will Hall. I go to Sharando High School. My parents are Bill and Becky Hall. I have been a member of this church since I was born. No matter who it was, people here at Bethel have always been supportive and nice. I was baptized here when I was 7 months old. A few years later, I had my first communion. Another milestone in my faith journey was the youth gathering in Detroit. A highlight of the trip for me were the meetings at Ford Field and being surrounded by so many Lutherans. The poverty and need was something that I remember and has stuck with me since the trip. All this has led to where I am today, being confirmed and getting to talk in front of the church. Yay. There have been a lot of things confirmation has helped with. I believe that one of them is not just enjoying church, but getting something out of it. When I was young, I used to be bribed with Cheerios to sit still through the sermon. Now I feel like I listen and take the real meaning from the sermon. I am grateful for being brought up in this church and for this opportunity. This opportunity has been challenging for me, but my mentor, Corey Carlson, has made it easier. Last year, I would get done with basketball, lifting, or something. After school, he'd be like, let's go eat. Most of the time, we would just go to talk, and I liked that, and it helped me out a lot. Confirmation helped me understand more about the little things in the church. I understand more about the history of the church and why we have certain traditions. We also have talked about prayer, and it has helped me become easier for me because I have to do it more. This process has answered some questions and created more for me. My faith is just beginning a long journey in which I now understand there will always be many questions along the way. Even though I am young in age and in my faith, I do believe I can set an example by doing the right thing and working hard. The passage from 1 Timothy 4:12 says, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity." I relate to this passage because I feel like this is the way I want to live my life. I feel like living a good life and setting a good example is the best way for me to be a Christian. Church helps me live this life by focusing me on what is important and helping me live a life of value for everybody, including myself.
My name is Christopher Grassi. I attend Hampshire High School. My parents are Ciro and Tracy Grassi, and my mentor was Mark Hoyle. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. From Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. From the moment I first heard this verse, I could tell it meant something to me. While I'm still not sure what the meaning is, I know there's something relatable in it. Something I subconsciously understand, but I can't find when I look for it. It has stayed with me so long, and I've put so much thought into this verse because of how I found it. Playing through what is now one of my favorite games, Life is Strange. Under the game's hypothetical circumstance, a girl attended a party, someone drugged her, and she performed some questionable actions on a publicized video. Her family and friends saw it and bullied her until she decided to kill herself. The only way to stop her is to recite this verse. That's why I've remembered it, a fantasized scenario involving images on a screen. Even so, I played through the rest of that game feeling like I saved someone's life and restored her faith. If one verse can save someone's life, who's to say some other little things can't make a big difference? It's like the butterfly effect, or chaos theory, conceptualized as if a butterfly were to flap its wings in Brazil, would it cause a hurricane in Texas? One small change now can lead to big changes in the future. That's how I like to think. I believe that I can help someone or say something nice or just make someone smile, and then I just wonder how lasting that effect will be. I started thinking about how God works in terms of the butterfly effect. Does he cause me to do something and let everyone else act on their own, or does he control the reactions of everyone involved? Or maybe he has some other incomprehensible method. Perhaps wondering how just isn't important to my faith. For me, it could just be a matter of why. I find that some things become tiresome and become burdens if you think about them too much, and this might just be one of them. That may have been one of my outlooks that drew me to Matthew 11:28. I feel like I'm thinking too much. I'd like to take a break and rest. I would like to take my own time to put more thought into the verse and find out what it means to me. Until I figure it out for myself, amen.